A dramatic shake-up hangs over New Zealand's largest power company as the government looks to extract more money from the state-dominated electricity sector. Meridian Energy is calling the process a strategic review. That comes after years of complaints that the state-owned energy sector is underperforming. The review is being undertaken by the accountancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. Eric Frickberg reports.
Meridian is saying little about this, except that a review is underway, initiated by the company itself. It stems from the fact that Meridian, despite being the biggest electricity generator, is one of the least economic, producing just a 3% return on equity. That's way below a commercial rate of return and way below what its government owner expects in the midst of a recession. The problem was first highlighted 3 years ago in a major speech by the head of the firm Alliant Energy to a conference in Auckland.
The returns on capital invested in the electricity industry have come mostly from revaluations rather than through operating earnings, which alone have not covered the industry's cost of capital.
The speech also accused companies of hiding poor returns in the balance sheet due to assets being undervalued in the first place. An energy consultant and former prime ministerial adviser, Tony Baldwin, says these problems are continuing.
That's been re-examined and, I guess, confirmed with the analysis of the performance to April 2009, where I think we see Meridian with a rate of return on equity of around 3%. So there is a whole lot of scope for improved performance, particularly around costs and efficiencies, and I guess that's what we see some of them now concentrating on.
Meridian Energy's need to earn more was highlighted when state-owned enterprise chiefs were dragged into the beehive in April and told to earn more. That directive came when ministers revealed average earnings at just 1.5% of equity, later upgraded to 2.4%, but still considered way too low. Political sources say internal efficiencies, such as those planned for Meridian Energy, are a way for the state to get more money in dividends while still honouring a pledge not to raise electricity prices. The need for an overhaul at Meridian is strongly supported by private sector rivals, such as Graham Purchase of the smallest generator, Trustpower.
State-owned enterprises are very inefficient, but at the same time, they're effectively operating in some cases as loss leaders in the marketplace. There's got to be a big dose of reality at some stage, and if the taxpayer is going to have billions of dollars invested in assets generating and selling electricity, the taxpayer should be getting a reasonable return from that.
It's not known how many staff at Meridian might lose their jobs in an overhaul. Meanwhile, the review has prompted speculation that Meridian Energy is being ripened for sale. A privatisation agenda, though, has been denied by both the state-owned enterprises minister, Simon Power, and the Minister of Finance, Bill English.
We have said to Meridian Energy, like every other SOE, that they can't continue with the approach where they weren't worried about their costs and they weren't worried about their returns. These are taxpayers' investments. We need that money, so they have to come up to the mark the same as every other business out there.
The extent to which other SOEs are under scrutiny is unclear. Genesis Energy says it constantly reviews its procedures but has no special project underway now, nor does Mighty River Power. For Checkpoint, Eric Frickberg.